USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump and First Lady Melania flew to southeast Alabama to see the damage done last weekend by the deadly tornado. 23 people died in the twister. WGCL-TV's Brittany Ebney reports.
Keora Jones is the woman who lost 10 family members in that tornado. She spent several minutes in a private meeting with the president and the first lady.
He asked me what happened and how many people that I lost. And he said, oh, I feel sorry for you. That's feel sorry. You have my sympathy. Yeah, him and his wife. Yeah, so everybody, he was hugging their necks and everything. He said it just hurt him to his heart.
A lot of the folks that I've spent time with say it really means a lot that the president came for this visit.
Today marks the official beginning of daylight saving time. Don't forget to set your clocks ahead 1 hour. This is USA Radio News.
Do you want a more honest media? Hello, my name is Robert Farrell, and I've grown tired of shadow banning, censorship, and one-sided reporting from today's news and social media companies. That's why my team created RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com. It's the only place where you'll get all the news. It's usually one click to join, so check us out today. RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com.
The star of the helicopter action TV show Airwolf, Jan Michael Vincent, has died. The coroner said he died of natural causes. He apparently died about a month ago, February 10th, at a hospital in Asheville, North Carolina. He was in many movies from the 60s on and had many roles on TV. In his private life, Vincent had run-ins with the police and battled substance abuse for many years. Jan Michael Vincent was 73 years old. President Trump's former campaign manager, Paul Manafort, was sentenced to 47 months in jail. Sentencing guidelines called for at least 19 years. Critics say he got off easy, but next week he'll face another judge who may be tougher than the first. Judge Amy Berman Jackson is set to sentence Manafort for conspiracy and witness tampering. Both crimes carry a maximum sentence of 10 years. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Some suspicious activity by North Korea has Democrats taking aim at the president. Here's more from USA Radio's Rick Vincent.
Satellite images of a facility near Pyongyang suggest that North Korea may be preparing to launch a missile or satellite. It's an area where the North assembled most of its ballistic missiles and rockets. Democratic Congressman Brendan Boyle of Pennsylvania tells CNN that indicates the president hasn't been successful.
The key mistake that this president has made is going about this bilaterally and giving in to the prestige of two bilateral summits with the dictator and brutal murderer of the North Korean regime and the President of the United States. We have gotten absolutely nothing for it, and all Kim has done is play us for suckers.
On Friday, members of the U.S. women's national soccer team went to court. The 28 members of the current women's player pool filed a civil rights act in Los Angeles federal court alleging institutionalized gender discrimination by the U.S. Soccer Federation. They said they make about 38% of what their male counterparts are paid. It's 3 months before the women defend their World Cup title, and they filed the lawsuits on International Women's Day seeking damages and back pay. Forward Christian Press says the players are role models, and they feel it's their duty to fight for what they legally deserve, hoping it inspires women everywhere. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.